With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States has issued new sanctions on Iran after its attack on Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
In a move to punish Iran for its unprecedented attack on Israel last weekend, the Biden administration has imposed a new round of sanctions. They target 16 individuals and two entities involved in Iran's drone production. In a White House statement, the president said he had directed the Treasury Department to continue to impose sanctions that further degrade Iran's military industries. He also repeated that the United States is committed to Israel's security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In New York, as proceedings get back underway, a juror in the Trump criminal trial was dismissed after expressing doubt about her ability to be fair and impartial. In other developments, the judge in the case barred reporters from identifying the employer of jurors. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits did not change last week.
The Labor Department reports unemployment claims for the week ending April 13th were unchanged from the previous week's 212,000. In total, 1.81 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended April 6th. It represented an increase of 2,000 from the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House, weekly unemployment claims considered a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week and a sign of where the job market is headed. The spring home buying season off to a sluggish start as home shoppers contend with elevated mortgage rates and rising prices. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell 4.3% in March from the previous month, according to the latest report from the National Association of Realtors. The Dow ahead 236 points, the NASDAQ adding 64 points. This is SRN News. Christian schools produce better citizens.
A new study published in the Educational Psychology Review finds that religious institutions and private schools in general are better than the public schools, turning out students who possess civic literacy and are engaged citizens. Lead author Danish Shakil of Buckingham University tells the Christian Post that, quote, private schooling does not threaten democracy. In fact, it may strengthen it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A search committee previously sued for gender discrimination has announced its pick for the next senior pastor of America's flagship black church, Kevin Johnson, founding pastor of Dare to Imagine Church in Philadelphia, will be recommended to lead the more than 200-year-old Abyssinian Black Church in New York. Based in Harlem, Abyssinian has become a famous megachurch with the political rise of Adam Clayton Powell. This is SRN News. Google has more than two dozen employees who were involved in protest over the tech company's cloud computing contract with the Israeli government.
The workers held sit-ins at the company's offices in California and New York, protesting Google's $1.2 billion contract to provide custom tools for Israel's military. They were fired after police earlier arrested nine people. The company says it carried out individual investigations that resulted in the termination of employment for 28 employees. The group behind the protest says the company fired people who did not directly participate. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Nogales, Arizona jury will hear closing arguments in the case against a rancher accused of fatally shooting a migrant on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. George Allen Kelly was charged with second-degree murder in that 2023 shooting. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.